You're listening to The Leonard LoPage Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC. I'm Julie Burstein. I'm here for Leonard LoPate on this beautiful Friday afternoon. And if the weather report that we just heard is right, we should enjoy it while we have it. High school seniors have gone on to summer jobs or trips, and the next batch are gearing up for the college applications frenzy. This process, and the toll it takes on both the kids and their parents, is at the heart of Acceptance, Susan Call's satirical novel about gaining admission to the country's most competitive colleges. The New Yorker has called Acceptance, quote, a delightfully acerbic send-up of the college admissions process. It's published by Sarah Crichton Books, an imprint of Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. And I'm pleased that it brings Susan Call from Washington, D.C. all the way to New York today for the Leonard LoPage Show. Welcome.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Now, you say that this book is entirely fictional, but you've been through this process now a couple of times with your own kids.
I have. I've been through it three times now, and it was definitely inspired in part by watching myself turn into one of these lunatic parents that I've portrayed in the novel. It seems like a subject that was really ripe for comedy, sort of perfect storm conditions for social satire.
Now, had you thought about it before your own kids started the process, or was it really going through it with your oldest child that made you think, this is a good subject?
Yeah, I hadn't given it any real thought before going through it the first time, in part because when I went through it, it was completely different. I remember my father dropping me off at a school and handing me some number two pencils and saying, if you want to go to college, you need to go in that building and sit and take a test.
Fill in those little dots.
Right. That was the extent of SAT preparation in my day. And applying, you know, there was certainly some competition, but nothing along the lines of what we see today. So I didn't expect this at all going through it with my oldest daughter. But it was an incredibly stressful process for the both of us, and stressful even though I didn't especially care where she went to school. I wasn't one of those parents that had aspirations for her other than that she find a place that she could learn and be happy. And yet it's become so competitive even to get into, you know, large state universities or schools that in my day were not quite so difficult to get into, that the stakes have really changed. And so that's where the inspiration initially came from.
Well, that tension does seem to be the center of what you explore here, in that you have a couple of parallel stories going on. One is in this high school outside of Washington, D.C., which may be a little bit like the town you are in or one of the ones nearby, where there are these extraordinarily ambitious kids and some not so ambitious kids and some very, very ambitious parents. Right. And then there's the parallel story of this small upstate New York college that by accident gets on the 50 best colleges in the United States and U.S. News and World Report, and all of a sudden is inundated by the applications process.
Right. That part was fun to write. I had made that premise up, that this school is, by dint of a statistical error, winds up as number 50 and is overnight just deluged with applicants. But when I kind of reported this out, people said, oh, yeah, that absolutely would happen.
Really?
And that these schools really try very hard to stay on the top 50 list, that this has enormous importance to people looking at schools.
Now, did you find yourself drawn? Did you have more fun writing the college piece, which was very funny, and this college is going through a lot of real turmoil because of this, or the kids piece?
I really loved writing the kids piece parts of the book, and the parents as well. I have a couple of characters who are parents in the book, and that was obviously the easiest part for me to write. But I really enjoyed writing from the kids' point of view and trying to get behind what goes on with a kid like A.P. Harry, who's one of my three protagonists. He's the kind of kid who's had his heart set on Harvard for 4 years, probably longer, since elementary school,
like,
really.
But you graduated 17. He probably had it for like 16 years.
Right,
Seemed like he was really prime.
But I wanted to try and figure out what makes a kid like that tick. I mean, he's the kid who never stops talking about himself and his grades and his scores, and he's interviewing all of his classmates to see who his competitors are going to be for Harvard and how he lines up.
And he wears a starched white shirt and khaki pants to school every
day.
Right,
he carries a briefcase as well. But I wanted to take a kid like that and make him likable. So that was the challenge I set for myself in writing that character.
He, at one point, interrupts, I think, is it the SATs with or some important meeting with a phone call, and it's the SAT question of the day on his cell phone.
Right, and that's a real thing.
That's what I was going to ask. That is a real thing.
Yes, I'm not sure how popular it is right now, but that service is on offer or was on offer at one point anyway, where you can have the SAT question of the day text message directly to you or emailed to you. So.
He also is at that moment when, and this happened very recently, when schools used to take people early acceptance, and he is at the last class to be able to apply early acceptance to Harvard.
Right. Although most schools, you still can apply early acceptance. It's Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Georgetown have all not entirely dropped it, but some of them have turned it into single choice early action. It gets very arcane. There's a lot to keep your eye on as a parent and as a kid applying, because a lot of this just changes over the summer. A neighbor ran up to me the other morning and said, "Great news, Yale no longer requires three SAT twos." So she had just seen that morning checking on their website, I guess. So.
And this neighbor was a mother or a child?
A mother.
A mother.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
And that is something you also portray with a lot of humor, is the concern of parents for their children. A lot of humor and some real tragedy, too.
Yes. Well, it started to seem to me a similar experience to being pregnant, in the sense that you're just completely obsessed with this process for a period of time, and it gets blown up out of proportion, because at the end of all of this, what I'm really trying to get at is there's just no great tragedy at the end of any of this. There's a lot of stress and a lot of heartache, and I don't mean to minimize that. I've lived through it myself, but these kids are all, there's so many good schools out there. Setting one's heart on the one perfect school is just really a recipe for heartache, given how competitive it is right now.
And I was thinking the tragedy. There is one boy who doesn't get into Harvard and whose father beats him because of that. So that was the piece that I thought, this is taking this kind of concern way too far.
Yes, and I have seen parents who take it, who put too much pressure on their kids. And a lot of this starts to turn into bragging rights for the parents, which, again, is where it seemed ripe for social comedy. When it doesn't wind up in tragedy like that, I think that's a real exception.
I'm speaking with the novelist Susan Call, whose book Acceptance takes quite a view of the whole process of getting into college. One of the other major characters is a young girl named Taylor, who was AP Harry's best friend when they were toddlers and little kids, and has gone on to become a kind of familiar, troubled adolescent girl. But her mother is completely invested in this possibility in a comic way. I don't think comic to her, but to the rest of us as we read about this. Have you encountered mothers who are as completely obsessed about all of this as Nina, the mom of Taylor?
I have. I think Nina's a bit of an exaggeration in this sense. Her aspirations for her daughter Taylor are not really so much about academics as
social. It's not
about
what you're going to learn at college. It's
who she's going to meet.
Right.
And, you know, I have seen some of that. I do know someone who reads the New York Times wedding announcements to see where people went to college and how they met their spouses. So that's what's driving Nina.
It was very funny, sad,
right,
to read about her. But Taylor does something very brave, and it could have ultimately been very foolish, in that instead of writing an application essay about how she's being encouraged by everybody to write about her charitable work or the people that inspire her, but she writes about what it's like to be 16 and feeling pretty depressed.
Right, and that doesn't really, in the end, it works out, but it scares a lot of admissions officers. They don't want, in the novel and in real life, they don't really want to take a chance on someone who sounds as emotionally fragile as Taylor is. But in the end, she writes very well, and it's a very poignant essay. And this admissions officer is able to see through that and see some of herself in the character as well.
It always strikes me, and it struck me even when I was a kid, you're putting so much on the decisions of 16 and 17-year-olds of what's going to fit for me for my life. I've often wondered how people imagine who they're going to be in 3 or 4 years when they're going to be in college. And here your characters go through that, particularly Maya, who's the third main character, really isn't quite sure who she is and where she wants to be.
Right. And yes, there's so much pressure put on the idea that there is one school that's going to be the right fit, or even one sort of school that's going to be the right fit. And my experience just personally and in writing the book is that's just really not the case. I think these schools are more similar than they are different, and kids adapt. I've watched kids, including my own, begin places that didn't quite seem right. And it's a big transition at that age, regardless of where you are, where you wind up.
So. What did your kids think of the book?
They've been very supportive. I've tried hard not to implicate them too much in this.
Do they recognize pieces of things?
No, I really did go out of the way to not have my kids recognizable in the book. None of the characters are inspired by my own kids or any of their friends, but I did have them read it just to make sure I wasn't too off mark in trying to write about kids their ages, and they were very helpful in making sure I didn't mess up too much on my MySpace and IM references.
So they helped keep you current.
Right.
Do you find with your own children that there was that stressful time? And I would guess with your third child, is this the year that you applied? Or what?
We just finished.
Just finished.
So, yes.
Once it's done, does it recede into history for you?
It does, really. As the analogy to pregnancy just continues to seem really apt to me, because as soon as it's over,
you've got this entire new world.
Right. Yeah. Why did I spend so much time worrying about the process? Because the reality is that it's now the next phase that's really what's so important. And it was going to turn out okay no matter what. That's the part that it's hard to remember as a parent when you're going through it. And I've watched kids, even in the worst case scenario, I've watched kids not get in anywhere, and they still are able to find a way forward. There's a lot of schools that take late acceptances, or you take a year off and you do something, travel, do community service. But, you know, it always does work out. There's just no tragedy here for the most part. For kids, we're talking about kids who can afford to go to college or find ways to pay for it. I'm sure there's a much less funny book to be written about kids who are coming from disadvantaged backgrounds. So
reading this, I realized the pressure is so much greater than when I went to college, and it made me also think about a friend who lives in Los Angeles who's getting her 4-year-old into kindergarten.
Yes.
And I thought, this process doesn't just start when you're 17 in some places, it starts when you're 3 or 2.
Yes, absolutely.
So where do you go now that you've written about this? What are you working on now? Is it something you can talk about?
I'm just getting started on, I've been writing so far about the suburbs, and I'm just getting started on another book set in the suburbs, possibly to do with real estate, but that's about all I know
so
at
far.
This point, yes.
But it sounds like where you live now is fertile ground for your imagination.
It is. I'm not from Washington originally, so I think something about moving there with a fresh eye and settling in after moving around so much, sitting still in one place for a long time, starting to absorb my surroundings and find it ripe for comedy.
Although now with 3 children in college, you have the opportunity to travel in a different way. Do you think you may go elsewhere to see what else might spark you?
I'm not so sure I'll travel more than I do a little bit right now, but my fear is that I've been incredibly disciplined having to write around the schedules of 3 kids. And I'm a little bit afraid that now that I'll be master of my own time, I'll just lie in bed all day or go to museums. I won't have to be home at 2:30 or up at 7, so who knows?
Well, maybe you can create your own schedule of museum going around which you'll have to write.
Right.
Well, Susan Call, thank you so much for coming in to speak with me today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking with Susan Call for her new novel, Acceptance, from Farrar, Straus & Giroux. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.